Number two has arrived, just to let you know.
Oh, let's call him then.
Okay, this is 25629. Thank you.
25629, it's a Greenwich case. I need my big outdoor voice.
I'm the one who called this morning about being late. I don't know if he called too.
I didn't, I was here, so I didn't get any message. I don't have.
Oh, he wasn't here for the oath.
Right, so you were not here when people were sworn in, so you need, you need to be.
Find out how to enter the building.
You need to be sworn in now. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
My name is Deputy Chief James Bonney of the Greenwich Police Department.
And would you spell your name?
B-O-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you. A brief statement of your case, sir?
Excuse me, before we get into that, do we know what town the appellant resides in?
Could you tell us where you live, sir?
My permanent address is 39 Dartmouth Road, Coscob, Connecticut, 06807.
And are you represented by an attorney today?
I'm here. Yes, my name is William Burke.
Did you file an appearance with us?
I did not. Do you have one?
We can, you can send, you can take care of that.
Yeah.
After the.
Thank you.
We just need that information.
If it makes a difference, I disclosed it on my application that I was going to be here.
I didn't see that, but anyway.
It's all a question.
A brief statement of the case, sir.
Okay, so Mr. Rommel, I'm sorry, the appellant was denied the application by the chief of police in 2025 based on misinformation on the application. His address and past arrests were not correct. And there's some suitability issues also that the chief had problems with.
Okay. A brief statement of your case, sir?
Beyond the letter that I submitted for my.
Whatever you want to say at this point. Just very briefly.
Will I have another chance to speak?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is just opening statement.
My name is Rommel Nobe.
No.
Well, it's him. That's up to him.
Okay.
He can disclose his own identity.
My name is Rommel Nobe. I don't have any other identities. I've been a legal, responsible gun owner since 1991. I grew up around guns, hunting, fishing, target shooting. And I have three children.
This is not your case in chief at this point.
I understand.
This is a very brief statement.
Very brief statement. The reason why I want to get a permit, I applied for a permit and followed all the rules in getting a permit, was so that I could teach my children how to be safe, responsible gun users and gun owners.
Okay, thank you. Chief?
Okay, so the appellant indicated on his, you know, there's some criminal history involved. The appellant indicated on his application, he was arrested for interfering with an officer in 2002 in Stanford. He failed to list the fact that he was arrested in California for shoplifting. That was a, in 2018, he was denied an application for that reason, and he did it again. We prepared a packet to deliver to his house at the address that he provided. The officers went to the house and they were told that he does not live there. So I sent a detective back there with a camera and knocked on the door a second time. That was done on the 12th. The two detectives that appeared said that there was a youth that entered the door that said that he didn't live there. So his ex-wife called us later and stated on the phone that he has not lived there since 2021. since she had a protective order against him and that she was concerned with the fact that he was applying for a pistol permit. On his application, he said he lived in Greenwich. His temporary mailing address that he provided was in Stamford. I called him up on the 18th and said, we have a packet here at the police department for you, because we don't usually go to other towns to deliver Greenwich police permits. And last night, at after 8 o'clock, he came and picked it up. So I actually brought it, I had it home with me because I was going to provide it to him today, but I had someone deliver it back down there, and he was provided with it yesterday evening. You know, other than the fact that he put in misinformation on the permit about his residency, the chief has a problem with, you know, signing over a permit for someone who doesn't even live in our town. So that's basically the reason for the denial.
Was there a domestic issue in 2021?
In 2021, he had a protective order against him. We don't have a copy of that report because I guess it was dismissed. But it was domestic related. We have been to the house on three different occasions on 2021, 2022, and 2024 on non-violent domestic related calls. And it apparently involved him with the children, contacting the children or something to that effect.
Would you like to, you or your attorney would like to question the chief?
Do you know who owns the house at 39 Dartmouth Road, Coscom?
I do not know.
Okay. Do you know if it's a subject of the divorce, which is still working its way through the courts?
I didn't check to see who owned it. I just checked to see if he lived there.
Thank you. That's fine.
Questions from the board?
So is it the town of Greenwich's position that he's no longer a resident of Greenwich?
That's correct. We did a tax record search, and he does own two homes in Stamford, one of which he provided as his temporary contact address. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 80 Palmer Street in Stamford. So it's our position. He does not live there. His wife claims he doesn't live there, and his kids claim he doesn't live there. We went by twice. He was not there.
So, I mean, that would be grounds that we might not have the authority to grant his permit if he does not a resident of the town where he was applying.
Correct.
May I ask the officer a question?
Yes.
Sure.
In your tax record search, did you check the tax record for 39 Dartmouth Road?
I did not.
Okay. So, given that I pay the taxes on 39 Dartmouth Road and the house at 39 Dartmouth Road is currently contested, and that my wife has temporary possession of the home, is it still your position that I am not a tax-paying resident of Greenwich, even though I received my mail there, which I brought to the hearing, that I have a town card, that I have a town dump permit, that I socialize and socialize in Greenwich. My friends are in Greenwich. My residence is in Greenwich. What makes you state to this board that I am not a resident of Greenwich? Even though I may temporarily, due to the mechanics of the divorce, be residing at one of my rental homes.
Well, you own two houses in Stamford, and you pay taxes there. And are you a resident of Stamford also? Do you have passes to the park there and stuff?
No,
you should not have passes to the park in Greenwich if you do not reside in Greenwich.
I reside
and
in
the
Greenwich.
Fact that you had a protective order brought about you in 2021 and your ex-wife says you have not been back since, that's many years. That's not temporary.
That's been a function of the tactics and the divorce.
That's the department's, that's the chief's position.
Okay. But you understand that it's a tactical move by my wife and her attorney to prevent me from my permanent home.
No, I think that you...
Temporarily.
I think that you put misinformation in your federal, in your state application, and that could be a crime. And that you should, if you, when you apply for for a permit, you have to put down where you actually reside, not what property you own. You could have property in many different towns. It's where you reside.
So I think it comes down to, you sort of testified, you're not residing, you're not living, you're not living in Greenwich right now.
Only temporarily.
But today, you are not living in Greenwich. That's the crux of the situation. And that being the case, we cannot direct the Greenwich Police Department to give you a permit because you are not a resident of Greenwich at this time.
Until such time you are physically living in the town of Greenwich. You are currently a resident of the town of Stamford and have been for the past 4 years.
No, that's not true.
Well, or whatever period of time.
So you're saying we should go to the Stamford?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, because we can't, if he testified that he's temporarily not living there, it doesn't matter the time period. We can't order Greenwich to issue a permit in this town he is not living in.
Right.
That's we don't have that statutory authority.
But if I'm...
It doesn't matter whether you're a taxpayer and you're in the middle of a divorce.
I just have a question.
Yep.
If through the, in the pendency of my divorce hearing, I am then granted permission to reoccupy my marital home.
You can reapply to Greenwich.
Or if you get a permit in Stamford, you can change your address to Greenwich within 48 hours of your move.
Yeah. Thank you.
It looks today as if we could not grant your application today.
This is where I received my court appearances in Greenwich.
But you have told us you're not living in Greenwich right now. So we could not grant this application today. So you have two choices today. You can either go through a hearing when it looks conclusively as if we could not grant your application, or you could withdraw the application, which would be to your advantage because you won't have a denial on your record then when you apply either again in Greenwich or in Stamford for a permit.
In addition, if there's some aspects of your legal history that you inadvertently left off your Greenwich application, it would be to your advantage to apply in Stamford and make sure that the content of your application was complete.
Would you mind if I conferred with my...
Because just to give you, even looking at your application, there's the question regarding, have you been the subject of a protective order within the last 5 years? And you checked no to that? I think that's inaccurate also.
Well, no, the question specifically was around violence and threats of violence.
Wow. Okay. This is the wrong place to argue that point. It's a protective order. So, okay.
But it was based on coercive control.
It was a protective order that is searchable. So...
I would think
carefully when you answer questions on your future applications.
So your choice today is either a denial by us or withdraw and
reapply
in the correct place with the correct information.
Is there any, in order to make the application, I had to supply quite a lot of documentation, permits, training certifications, mm-hmm. things of that nature, which at this point are roughly 7 months old. Will I be denied because my documentation, my permits, my training are...
That would be up to Stamford, but by law, your training has to be less than 2 years old.
Okay. And you can only apply once every 12 months.
Yes.
So whenever you apply to Greenwich, you have to wait a year, you always say a year and a day, before you can apply again.
A year and a day relative to his Greenwich application.
Correct.
Yeah. Not today's date.
Right.
So I applied in Greenwich, I believe, I don't remember the exact date, but I believe it was April.
March.
Is it March?
Yep.
So I have to wait to apply in Stamford until March of 2026?
Yes, whatever the year and the day.
Excuse me, Chief, do you have the date of the application?
It was, I have it here, it's... Yeah, March 25th.
23rd.
March 3rd?
23rd.
23rd.
23rd. So apply March 24th.
So, are you withdrawing your application today?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Good luck.